What are genetically modified foods, and should we know we are buying them? Hello, I'm Julie Harker with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Recently, 55 members of Congress submitted a letter to Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Margaret Hamburg questioning the FDA's genetic engineered food policies. In the letter, lawmakers say foods that contain GE or GMOs should be labeled. But what exactly are genetically engineered or genetically modified foods? Bruce Applegate, Associate Professor of Food Sciences at Purdue University, explains.
If you think about it, I mean, we've been doing this for a long time when, you know, as far as plant breeding goes. But the issue with plant breeding is it's kind of a natural process where you just cross-pollinate different plants to get a desired hybrid plant with either more yield or more resistance. The genetic manipulations, you're actually going in and putting in DNA that's foreign to that particular organism.
Applegate uses BT corn as an example.
Basically what they've done is they've put these genes into the corn plant, which causes it to have a protein produced in its cells so that when the European corn borer eats it, it'd kill them.
He says other than the possibility of allergies to the modified proteins in GE GMO foods, there should be no health concerns. However, those against genetically modified foods say there could be long-term adverse health effects from eating them. I'm Julie Harker.